This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 951. Go the extra mile with today's formal work idioms.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
You need idiomatic language to get a 7 or higher on the IELTS exam. Today's idioms can be used on both writing and speaking when discussing work and effort.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Aubrey, I have a question for you.
Let's hear it.
Would you say that you have ever worked your fingers to the bone?
Ooh, yes. I have a really good answer for this. And you guys are going to hear some great examples of this one because today we're talking about idioms, including this one, to work your fingers to the bone, which just means to work really hard. And when I was a kid, we lived on 5 acres, kind of on a little farm.
Wow.
And we bought all of these tiny pine trees. They were like 3 inches tall. Thousands and thousands of them. And we planted all of them. And then we would transplant them. Once they got a little bigger, we'd have to dig them up and move them to kind of spread them out in the field.
Wow.
And we weeded them and we watered them and like digging holes after school.
Oh,
it was so much work.
But
it ended up really paying off because my father was able to, once they were like 20 feet tall, he sold them to landscaping companies and things. It was a lot of foresight on his part to plant these trees. But all of us kids were like slave labor in the fields working in the trees. In the tree field.
Despite this story, guys, I'm going to say that All Ears English is against child labor. I'm going to say
right.
that. But as parents, I think Aubrey and I are for child labor when it is like a household chore or in your case, your farm chore.
Right. Well, and I reaped the benefits for that. It paid for my college education. And that of my brothers and sisters, you know, because it had ended up being very lucrative.
Really?
Yeah. And so even though we hated it when we were kids, it taught us the value of work. And then we were able to, benefit from that.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay. So Aubrey and I want to teach you some idioms that you guys could use in formal letters, but also any IELTS answers related to work and business. And this comes up a lot, this topic, especially in formal task one letters, but also all over the speaking test. So this description that Aubrey just gave you guys about a time when she worked really hard when she was growing up, guys, I could totally picture this as a part two cue card, right? Like, describe a time when you had to work really hard. That could totally be a
definitely.
Part two question. And I just want to point out some excellent language that came out naturally in Aubrey's story. So there was this phrasal verb, it paid off, right? So when something pays off, it means like it was all worth it. The consequence, the outcome is really beneficial. So that's what it means. Like it paid off. The outcome was very beneficial. And reap the benefit. This could be quite formal, this idiom, right? What does reap the benefit mean?
Yeah, it means you were able to profit from the benefits or use the benefits in some way. So like I was able to reap the benefits of the payment from this tree field. You could use this anywhere, anytime that you are awarded some money or any kind of perk, you could say you are reaping the benefits.
Totally. I would say this is like the definition of it is kind of the same as when something pays off. right?
Yes,
like, it just
similar.
Means like that outcome is like really beneficial, or like you to reap the benefit. Like, I personally benefited from this action, right?
Right.
I think it could also be like an action that you did not do yourself and yet you benefited from it. That could yes. also be a description, like investing in the stock market or something. Like, this company like invented something and I reaped the benefit because I bought stock early or something.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I do hear that used that way a lot, when it's like, I didn't even have to do anything and I still reaped all these benefits.
Yeah, totally. Okay, and then this very high-level word, lucrative. This is a very impressive adjective, like totally band 7 or higher adjective. What does lucrative mean?
Yeah, it just means financially beneficial. So we definitely collocate this with money. If you were able yes. to get a financial benefit from something, then that was lucrative because it earned you money.
Exactly. So a job could be lucrative. An action could be lucrative. An investment could be lucrative, right? Anything that brings you lots of money is lucrative.
Right, because lucre is actually another word for money. That's also a band 7 or higher, to use lucre as a parallel for money. And there's
a
funny expression.
I've never heard that word before.
You've never heard it? Have you ever heard, filthy lucre?
No. Oh my gosh. Oh, I've never so heard funny. That before. That's awesome.
I grew up saying that all the time. Like, if it's like, someone has money and they're starting to sort of become a worse person because of it, then that's kind of expression you'd be like, filthy lucre, meaning because they're rich now, they're becoming a horrible person.
That is awesome. Oh my gosh. Guys, I just looked it up. Okay. So the spelling is L-U-C-R-E. What a high level synonym for money. Students are always asking about synonyms for money because we have lots
of comes up all
like
the time.
Informal ones, right? Like cash, right? Or bucks. But we don't have lots of formal ones. And now we do. Lucre.
Yes.
Awesome. okay, guys. So the reason why we started thinking about high level vocab for work and business was due to a Facebook comment, right?
Yes, exactly. And this is actually two separate comments. It was really awesome what happened. One student posted some idioms, just asking like, are these good idioms to use on the exam? Are they correct? And I responded that yes, they all were excellent. And then another student commented asking about formal letters on task one for general IELTS, asking, what are some good idioms to use here? She said, this is the hardest place for me to figure out which idioms I can use in a formal letter.
Totally.
And I said, actually, all of these idioms this student just posted are perfect. And I see the types of questions on task one IELTS essay questions all the time where these would fit. So we're going to share them with you guys today.
And you know what, guys? Students are always asking about formal idioms for writing task two as well. So it doesn't matter if you're academic or general, you could get a task two question related to materialism, related to status or salaries, right? Like, we could use these idioms in so many places on the IELTS exam. So let's get to it. We've already taught you tons of great vocab, but we're going to give you even more because that is how generous we are on IELTS Energy. Okay, so let's get into three more awesome idioms. So the first one we actually talked about at the beginning, to work one's fingers to the bone. So this only would apply to manual labor, right? Like when you're working with your hands. So yeah, it's just like working really hard with your hands. What's another example of when we could say working the fingers to the bone?
Besides manual labor, or like another example of manual? Because I think it is just manual labor.
It's just
right?
manual
never
labor.
Say like,
yeah.
I was sitting at the bank and I have so many personal examples. We had to, our pool pump, we have a swimming pool in our backyard and the pool pump broke and we were trying to fix it ourselves and we had to snake this tube from our swimming pool underground. We had dig a trench in our backyard to fix it. And so, and the ground here in Arizona is very hard.
Yeah, because
it's
being so dry,
like
right?
Sand-packed, dry desert.
Yeah.
Yes. So it took like a full day to dig this trench. When we were done with it, we're like, we definitely should have hired someone someone to do that.
You know, right?
We worked our fingers to the bone that day.
Okay. So guys, I am sure that you have a very clear image and understanding of this phrase now, because we've had two very good examples from Aubrey. Okay. So here's the next phrase, guys. Go the extra mile. This is awesome. This is applicable very widely, not just about labor and work and business. This is anytime you put in more effort than you need to, right? So when you guys are preparing for IELTS, you need to go the extra mile to make sure that you are improving your overall English, including vocabulary, general fluency, ideas. You have to go the extra mile, or else you're not going to get higher than a 6.
So yeah, for sure.
That's just like just the best, most immediate example, guys. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love this phrase. I use this like in daily life. This isn't one of those that's just for formal academic essays. Sure. I encourage my son to go the extra mile on assignments right now because he's learning from home. He's on a computer mm-hmm. all day. And some of the activities are kind of easy for him, right? And he might finish it in 5 minutes when the expectation is 30. So instead of just like doing the minimal effort and just getting the thing done, I don't think that's enough. I think he has to go the extra mile if he's actually going to learn and benefit from these activities.
Yeah, that's a really good example. And we do see, you know, task one letter questions often where you're requesting something of someone, like maybe you're asking someone to look for something you lost or something. And you could definitely say, please go the extra mile looking for this because it's vital that I find it.
Yeah, totally. Oh my gosh, so great. These idioms are so awesome. Okay, last one, guys. Learn the ropes. I love this. We teach this in our business course as well. AllEarsEnglish.com/business. If you guys need English right. for your work or your job. So what does this mean? Learn the ropes.
It means to do a particular job or task, like a specific skill. You yeah. learn the ropes when you learn how to do something specific.
Yeah, I love it. This is like widely applicable. Anytime you're at the very beginning, right? Like you really don't know anything about this task or this job or this position, and you have to learn all the details, all the steps it takes to get this done. So anytime you're starting a new job, you could say this, mm-hmm. or even like if you're starting to prepare for IELTS, do you think you could use this, Aubrey?
Yeah, definitely. You just say, I started studying and I had to really learn the ropes to figure out all the details about the IELTS exam. And we use the inverse of this too to say, teach the ropes. Like if you were going to train someone at work, you'd be like, all right, I'm going to teach you the ropes.
Yeah, totally. Oh my gosh. So if you're at a beginner level or a teacher trainer level, we can use this idiom. Okay, fantastic. Guys, if you are going to take the IELTS exam, which you're going to because you're listening to this podcast, you need to know where you're starting from. Are you at a band 6 or are you already getting the score you need? Are you already at that 7 or higher? You can find out for free, guys. We made a very short quiz that will give you your estimated IELTS band score as well as free resources based on that outcome, based on your IELTS level. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. For all of that information.
I know, right? That'll be the best 2 minutes you ever spent. It's going to really pay off. When you go to that link, you'll reap the benefits because you can find out what your score is and then you'll know where to go from there.
So you don't have to work your fingers to the bone for no exactly. reason. Just searching and typing and Googling. You don't have to, guys. AllEarsEnglish.com/myscore. That's all you need to do. All right. Awesome. Fantastic. Aubrey, have a wonderful rest of your day.
To you as well. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.